All right, let's wrap up crunch time. The way we do it on a Tuesday is a little something we call "What Are You Doing?" And even though I jumped into the fray to demand the leadoff spot in Richter scale yesterday, it was Divine Shine. We're going to let Alex start.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with South Carolina football. I ask,
what are you doing?
It's one thing to think you're a really good football program when you really haven't been for a long time, but what makes you think you can compete with Queen Bey? Let me explain. South Carolina opens its season against Coastal Carolina on Saturday at Williams-Brice Stadium in South Carolina. When they do, there's a very good chance the grass won't be ready for it because they decided to schedule a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert in the stadium less than a week before that first game. And you guessed it, the grass was essentially destroyed by the show. More than 90,000 square feet of Bermuda grass had to be installed by landscaping services to fix it. And my only question to them is, why aren't you playing at Coastal Carolina? Do you honestly think you rank as highly as Beyonce in terms of who gets to use grass in this world? All grass belongs to Beyonce, and you being arrogant enough to think you can share said grass is silly. You're silly, South Carolina, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Queen Bey all day.
To TB12, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know, I've always been kind of a fan, that 99 Michigan team with the A-Train, David Terrell on offense, Cato June, Larry Foote on defense. They lost that amazing Orange Bowl to Bama. Was watching that fateful day in September 2001 when the Jets' Mo Lewis knocked out Bledsoe and the Brady era began. Now he's become one of those guys. Elitist. Self-important, eats the hype, can't answer a simple question on a local radio station, on a show he does every week during football season. You're Tom Brady. You don't give answers anyway, be it what's with the MAGA hat or anything else. You learned from mumbles how to perfect the art, and then you hang up on an interview or on a less than antagonistic question. That is just weak sauce. The goat goes bah, and apparently Brady goes wah, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, geez. To boxer Chris Harper, I ask.
What are you doing?
So this is crazy. There's a boxing match, Chris Harper. There's a boxing match scheduled between F.A. Ajabga, who was 5-0 as a professional with all five fights ending in knockouts. He is scheduled to fight journeyman boxer Chris Harper, who is obviously going to be the underdog in the fight. So both fighters walk out to the ring, get introduced, both corners all set for the fight. Then the bell dings, and when it dinged, Harper subsequently stepped out of the ring and walked back to the locker room, literally just left. His reasoning for it was because he didn't think he was getting paid enough to get his ass handed to him in the ring by that guy who was basically on the verge of being a heavyweight star. So he figured the best way to show his displeasure was to walk out. The only problem, of course, with that is that if you don't participate in the fight, you don't get paid for the fight. And if you walk out of a fight, you get suspended from other fights. And when your record is 13-6, then there's a fairly good chance you won't get any opportunities to fight ever again. So to Chris Harper, I ask.
What are you doing?
And you should have ignored Chip Kelly and thrown the ball against Boise State.
That's right.
To French.
Well, I mean, that's not really up to Chip Kelly.
To French Tennis Federation President Bernard Guttuccelli, I asked.
What are you doing?
In an interview with Tennis Magazine, said they'll introduce stricter rules on player uniforms at Roland Garros next year because, and I quote, "I think sometimes we go too far." Dude, what the hell are you even talking about? Then he singled out the Serena Williams outfit we now know as the cat suit, says it will no longer be accepted. One must respect the game and the place. If you've seen it, it covers her entire body except for her hands, neck, and head. We've actually seen wardrobe malfunctions by women in tennis that reveal a lot more. Williams wears the form-fitting outfit because it's designed to prevent blood clots, which is something she struggled with since having her little girl Olympia last year. And you know what the world needs more of right now? idiot wealthy white guys in power trying to tell women how to behave or dress. Hey, clown boy, take a leap into the Ile Saint-Germain and leave Serena alone as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the French Open, I ask.
What are you doing?
God forbid we let female athletes actually look like female athletes, right? Serena Williams is the most badass athlete on the earth, and for some reason, people in the sport of tennis are still afraid of what it actually looks like when a woman takes control of her own body and how she wants to portray it to the outside world. It's crazy how much Serena still terrifies these stuck-up old white people who still have all the power in the sport of tennis. The French Open ruled her cat suit, which was incredibly badass, by the way, wasn't appropriate, so she came out in a tutu and still kicked their ass. By the way, the cat suit was helpful, Steve mentioned this, to prevent her blood clots after she had a pulmonary embolism after giving birth, so it was rad and functional, but it made some powerful white people uncomfortable, so she better not wear it again. French Open, you suck. Serena just owned you, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To a Vanderbilt football player, well, for now, Zaire Jones, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, he's been suspended indefinitely, charged with assault on an off-duty police officer. So he's 20, a sophomore. So allegedly, the rocket scientist was driving in Nashville, came to a traffic barrier. The cop, Charles Harrison, was moonlighting and working the road closure, signaled Jones to stop. According to the affidavit, his badge and firearm were clearly visible. Yeah, he didn't really stop. He hit the officer's left knee with the corner of his vehicle. Then he drove off and parked on Vanderbilt Place. So he's arrested. He's taken into custody. And he's released on $10,000 bond. Coach Derek Mason says he shan't be playing until this is cleared up. There's a court hearing September 21st. Naturally, I suspect he'll be transferring to play for Suburban Meyer at Ohio State. Sounds like his kind of guy. Such a nice guy. As we ask.
What are you doing?